Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt, and today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of the classic story Winnie the Pooh.
And here to talk about it, we have Holly Lindsay, Holly Tarkin, and Chris Cox, all of whom are part of the show. I'd like to ask each of you, starting with Chris, what you're playing.
Well, Winnie the Pooh. Not much more to say. It's a classic tale, as he said. Winnie the Pooh, where they meet a kangaroo. Why am I rhyming? I have no clue. But yeah, in the story, they meet Kanga for the first time, and, well, things go wrong, that's to say the least. It's a fun play.
And you're playing Tigger, the master of ceremonies, is that right?
Yes, that is correct. I don't actually have a feature in the play itself, but outside of the play, the performance, I introduce the show, and I also do publicity stunts, like bouncing around and going, hoo-hoo-hoo!
That Thomas is a young man. I can see that already.
And Holly?
Holly Tarkin?
Yes. I am co-directing the show with a fellow student, Marissa Citro. This is my first time directing. I have been on the stage several times in the past, but it's been a really interesting experience being on the other side of the table and getting to work with a really amazing cast and make this beautiful classic story come to life.
And the other Holly.
This is the first student-directed play that the Alaska Fine Arts Academy has ever produced, and it's been a missing piece at the Academy, actually training students to go do this in their real life. Marissa and Holly are both seniors this year in high school and both looking at doing theater as a major, so we wanted to give them this training so that they're able to go and do. That's what you always want as a teacher, is for your students to be able to go and do. So it's been a joy for me to be able to watch them block and use the correct terminology, and they're in turn now teaching the next generation of students. And so it's very exciting. It's a full circle for me.
Well, Holly Lindsay, who is the executive director of the Academy, you are in charge of these guys. So how much hands-on are you doing? Or are you, like you say, watching and sort of observing them doing it?
I am watching and observing them doing it. There are times when they, especially, this is actually a very physical show. You would have never thought Winnie the Pooh was physical, but it's quite a slapstick comedy where Rabbit has to bounce and Kanga bounces and Roo bounces and their Eeyore flops on the floor. And teaching them to do that so that they're physically sound is kind of where I come in as the advisor who has taught and has done this professionally. So that's been very interesting, but I actually am quite hands-off with them. I follow a little bit more of the administrative, making sure our publicity is correct and getting them to where they need to be. We're scheduled to perform at the Teddy Bear Picnic for the Bear Paw Festival in Eagle River, which is quite exciting. But other than that, the girls really are in charge.
Well, Holly, you said this is the first time you've directed.
Yes.
What are the challenges you're finding? And you say you've been an actor before.
Yes.
And going on the other side of the table, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
How do you bring the skills of an actor to your skills now as a director? Are you applying anything from being an actor to your role as a director?
Well, I would say yes. I think always having both sides of it can help. So I know what it's like to get criticism from a director and how to give it constructively and to a point where it doesn't hurt the actor's feelings, but they'll learn and blossom and grow from it. And it's teaching me so much as an actor too, really how important it is to be in your script and write down your blocking. And because it really, when as a director, when you see your actors writing down the blocking, gives you a like security just knowing that they have it written down, and that's something I'm definitely going to do more now as an actor. So that's something I've really learned.
And the partnership between the two girls, if I could just touch on this, Marissa Citro is a student at East. Holly is a homeschooled student. Holly is an actor. Marissa is a stage manager. So collectively, they make the perfect director because Marissa is the organization and the ideas and the follow-through, and Holly is the creative. Let's do this, or let's think about that, or what if it was like this? And it's just a beautiful teamwork collaborative teamwork that you don't even see sometimes with adults. So it's very rewarding.
I couldn't have asked for somebody better to work with. She is such a blessing.
This is very interesting. training and still doing a good play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because Winnie the Pooh is fun.
It is so fun. It's just so awesome to like watch the cartoon and then go to rehearsal and watch your actors like just have as much character and as much energy as like the children's stories.
Now, Chris, I have to confess, I've worked with Chris before. Chris is a very talented actor. He's also a very creative actor.
He is.
And it's been fun to work with him on some shows. How is it like working with two directors, and are you getting away with anything?
Well, to be honest, I get away with a lot because I work lights. And in this show, there's not really much to do with lights. I kind of do blackouts and raise the lights and then do another blackout again, like at the end of the show. So during the space between me and the sound person, Corey, her actual sister,
my twin sister.
Yes. We horseplay and have fun, and then we get in trouble, and it's it's just a full circle of fun, really.
Chris is very useful, though. Whenever we don't have one of our actors there, he'll step in and read for them. And hearing his many range of voices and characters is just awesome.
Well, thank you.
And to see a voice actor as young as Chris is very promising. I mean, he's doing our overbite for the commercial that Serena Halvorsen filmed for us. And it is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt. We're talking to Holly Lindsay, Holly Tarkan, and Chris Cox from the
Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you.
We're just, this show is driving us both crazy up here. It sounds like so much fun. but Chris, you've created your character, correct? Correct, because it's not really a character that's from the script. You've sort of... Is that right, Holly? You've sort of created this character?
Yes, yeah.
Well, for the most part, I don't actually have a part quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have the makeup for the part, and I have the voice and the craziness and the character for the part, but we're still working on getting me completely, all my lines completely done and worked out in such a way that I can actually rehearse them. But so far... it's just fun being part of this whole experience and just having a blast while actually working hard. It's not something I do every day, so it's fun to be part of.
And Holly Tarkan.
Yes.
Being a director must be quite different from acting, and I know you've acted many times
yes.
before, but tell us at least one little thing that's different.
I guess what's different is you're sitting down a lot more than if you were actually acting. But what's different is I'm more in depth in developing the whole story and all the characters as opposed to my own character. Because as the director, it's kind of on me and my co-director to help develop all the characters to their full ability instead of just focusing on one character. So that's something that's really different and something I had never really thought about before as an actor.
Do you find yourself, this is one of the director's problems, ever wanting to go up and show an actor how you would do it? Or do you let them explore that on your own, or on their own?
I never have like thought about how I would do it, but it's more, what if you tried it this way? What if you moved your body that way? And kind of helping them discover what they're comfortable with and what works for them for that part. But yeah.
Well, Holly Lindsay, let's talk a little bit more about your role with the show. You're the executive director of the Academy.
Correct.
And you say this is the first time you've had student directors, is that right?
Yes. Correct, it is. We actually have three shows this season that are going to be student directed. We have Emma coming up in September, which will be directed by student Rebecca Dampier. And then we also have James and Giant Peach coming up in February, which is going to be directed by Stephen Lochner. All students have advisors that have been assigned to them that will work with them through the creative process and analyzing scripts and casting and so forth. And it's really a unique experience for the Academy. It's been a really positive experience so far, so we're hoping to carry that through.
I think that's wonderful. This is a teaching as well as a producing.
Correct.
Theater.
Correct.
Which is very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're hoping to expand on that. We're actually, our resident art teacher, Kenna Bates, and I are team teaching a technical stagecraft class in the fall where students will get to design their own flats and build flats and make props and so forth. And that's just been a piece that's kind of been missing, so we want to expand on that as much as we can.
Great, great. And you mentioned something a moment ago that about casting. So, Holly Tarkin, did you cast this show?
I did cast this show. Holly Lindsay was actually out of town during the auditions and casting process, so Marissa Citro and I did the casting by ourselves with a little help from my sister. She was there, and it was a lot of fun. It was very hard because we had lots of talented actors audition, and there wasn't a part for every single person that auditioned, which is always sad, but I'm very happy with my cast, and I feel that everyone fits their character very well, and everyone I have is very easy and fun to work with.
I advised by the phone.
She did. She was there.
I advised by the phone.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, and I want to thank you, all three of you, for being here, Holly Lindsay, Holly Tarkin, and Chris Cox, to talk about
Winnie the Pooh,
which opens July 11th at Eagle Rivers Theater.
The Alaska Fine Arts Academy. Thank you all for being here for Stage Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Over at Anchorage Community Theater, in association with Midnight Suns Theater, they're presenting the musical of musicals, The Musical, directed by David Block. It runs July 4th through July the 26th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Summerstock 2014, Schoolhouse Rock. Lessons will happen in Talkeetna July 24th, with performances July 25th to 27th. For more information, go to the website events at DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
And finally, Alaska Fine Arts Academy is presenting the classic story Winnie the Pooh, written by Kristen Sergel, adapted from the story by A.A. Milne. It's opening July the 11th and running through the 26th in Alaska Fine Arts Academy. Tickets can be purchased at 694-8909 or go to www.akfinearts.org.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Holly Lindsay, Holly Tarkin, and Chris Cox about Alaska Fine Arts Academy, about their upcoming production of Winnie the Pooh, which opens July 11th. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.